Well, it's mainly a dispute between Hungary and Norway about how money donated by the government in Oslo is used in Hungary. And it goes back to earlier in the year. Norway disturbed at what it saw as anti-democratic tendencies in the Hungarian government under Orbán's Fidesz party, stopped giving direct development grants to Hungary. And it even went as far as pressuring or trying to pressure the EU to stop giving EU funds to Hungary. So that started quite a bit of tension between the two countries. The EU didn't do that. Of course, funds still flow to Budapest. But Norway, after ceasing its bilateral aid, continued to fund NGOs through what's called the Norway Fund. And some of these, not all of them, have experienced raids by government agents. And now, recently, three or four of them have had their ability to operate basically curtailed. They've had their tax authority removed. So that's a quick background to what's happening.
And what type of activity are the NGOs actually engaged in?
Well, they're what we'd probably call civil society organisations. They support democracy, transparency, press freedom. They fight corruption. In fact, Transparency International, the well-known anti-corruption NGO, has been singled out for criticism by the Orbán government as sort of a left-wing organisation which is against it. So it's NGOs which, by the nature of the work they do, would criticise all governments, and which, in most cases, and which in this case are critical of the Orbán government, and they're the ones that have been targeted. There are other NGOs which work with animals and things like that which haven't been targeted, of course, but the ones that are critical of the government seem to be the ones that have been singled out.
Norway isn't, of course, an EU member, but is the European Commission saying anything about this? And is this part of kind of a more wider trend in Hungarian society, which is somehow either turning against the EU or European countries or even foreign countries?
Well, it has become an issue in Brussels in that various commissioners, those involved in maintaining democratic standards, have been critical of the government in Budapest. On this issue in particular, there hasn't been a lot said. And in the broader picture, Prime Minister Orbán regularly criticises the European Union, and members of the Commission are critical of him, and certainly members of the European Parliament. He's had not a great welcome in the European Parliament at times when he has spoken there. So relations are not good between Brussels and Budapest, and Mr. Orbán is regularly under fire. This issue in particular doesn't seem to have brought a lot of criticism from, or official criticism from Brussels, but it's seen in the wider picture there is a lot of to-ing and fro-ing and tension, if you like, also between the European Commission and the Orbán government.
What's been the reaction within Hungary to these raids? How have they been reported, if at all, in the press there?
Well, they are getting reported, and they're getting a certain amount of international coverage as well. Reuters News Agency has one. Some international television organisations have reported on it as well. And there has been reporting in some of the Hungarian media. But as you will probably know, the media there is very divided. There is that which is on the side of the government, and Viktor Orbán's Fidesz party is more and more supporting the media that supports it, and any independent media or media that might have supported the previous left-wing government has been sidelined. And also, I have to say, there have been some demonstrations in Budapest also in support of these NGOs. So it's not going unnoticed in Hungary.
I must say, this does make me think a little bit of what was happening in Russia at the end of last year and earlier this year, when Putin was shutting down some foreign-funded NGOs or making it difficult for them to work. How many parallels do you think there are between the two countries at the moment, or the two leaders?
Well, in this case, I think you can make draw a parallel. Think back to the speech made by Viktor Orbán after he won a resounding majority in elections earlier this year, where he said what he admired were illiberal democracies. So democracies which basically have a tight hold over their society, which repress comment. And he talked about Singapore and a couple of others where freedom of the press is not really completely open. And he said that's the sort of democracy that he admires and wants. And so this repression of dissent of any organization which criticizes the government is certainly a strategy that he's following. And he has the majority in parliament to do it. He holds an overwhelming majority. And this appears to be a tendency towards that illiberal democracy, which he so praised earlier in the year.